On Sunday, June the 4th, a radical experiment in democracy took place in the Athens municipality of Marousi. Mr. Panos Alexandris was one of six candidates who took part in a deliberative poll to decide who would be nominated by Greece's Socialist Party, PASOK, for the upcoming municipal elections. Mr. Alexandris, can you explain how this deliberative poll worked?
It was much more than an experiment. It was a very, very, very good experience. First of all, 1,000 people were asked about the problems of the municipality, which referred to the life of the city, to every problem a citizen could face living in this city. After that, from these 1,000 people, around 200 people were elected. And these people participated, first of all, by taking place meeting in a workshop, explaining to them what specific questions they have to do to the candidates. And the third stage, which was the most difficult for us, maybe also for the people who participated in this, it was a debate which lasted almost for 3 hours and 30 minutes. Too much for an inexperienced politician like me, although I am a lawyer for 24 years and a litigation one.
So the end result, though, after this marathon of deliberation and questioning by the people, was a vote by secret ballot, so that those who took part chose which of the six candidates they believe is the most appropriate for mayor of Marousi. And you won. By a large majority, I think.
So they said to me.
What would you say, if you do get elected in the elections, how will you continue to apply this process of deliberative polling or other ways to include and encourage participation of citizens in policy making?
First of all, I will make a very big effort to advertise this method inside the city, to make the people sure that they have the reason to participate. Secondly, we must establish three institutions in three different parts, neighborhoods of the city, and there helping, of course, the citizens, because alone they will not come, to participate in all the questions referring to the city, either if it will be an economic question, if it will be something about the taxes, either if it will be something about the social welfare.
So it's something like the ancient agora? A modern-day version of the ancient agora in Athens, the public forum where people can come and express their opinions. Do you think that kind of practice will encourage them to become more active in politics? Because we see a large dropping away of political activity, particularly with political parties around the world lately.
First of all, we must encourage the people to follow this procedure. We must encourage the people to participate. We have two kinds of people. The people who come after hard work in the city, mostly in the night, they want just to sleep, and the only connections they have with the city is the weekend. It is also a smaller cycle of people who is inside the political game, so to say. My scope is to encourage the people who sleep only in the city and vote to participate in this process.
One of the very interesting things about this process, which reflects a little bit what you just said about bringing in people who are not normally involved, is that those who took part were not just PASOK supporters and PASOK voters, but they were from all different political persuasions. So would you say that this kind of methodology, these new practices that PASOK is introducing in Greece, will have an effect on political life in general in Greece? Do you think other parties will adopt these methods too?
I think that they will follow when they will see that this experiment is successful. Although New Democracy in Marousi, it was ready like a party to pronounce their candidate 24 hours after my candidation, because they are confused now. If PASOK makes the candidation, made the candidation through that way, what we should say now? Just that we announce somebody respectable, without any kind of democracy. This is a critical problem for them. If you take the challenge, they have to follow. Otherwise, it will be a mess.
Just going back to the actual experience of the deliberative poll, it was a new experience for you. You're not a politician by profession, you're a lawyer. What would you say was the biggest challenge for you in having to come face to face with the people who will be called on to elect you?
First of all, that I must at any time be ready to answer anything in 1 minute.
The people who took part in the deliberative poll were from all different political persuasions. Do you think that their opinions changed over the course of the process of deliberation, having been better informed about the issues and having the chance to question the candidates directly about the issues that concern their everyday lives?
So, we had two radical changes. The one change is that I knew when I saw the people that many of them, when they came inside the debate, they didn't have any, they didn't want to vote for me. I knew them because I know the people in my city. And I know that some of them, they said, okay, we will never vote for him. And after that, they voted for me. This was the first conclusion. The second and more critical, people approached me whom I didn't know. And they said to me, one lady, especially, she was around 70 years old, she said to me, I am voting all my life for the conservatives. I never voted for PASOK. And I never voted also for any mayor coming or being candidated by PASOK. But now, after I have voted for you and after I preferred you, it would be very hard for me. You have to make very bad things to change my mind and not to vote for you.
So in that respect, it's definitely a good thing for PASOK, for the Socialist Party.
This is true.
Opening up to different members of society and different groups of society who would not necessarily, not only not support PASOK, but not be involved in politics in general.